The Arizona Supreme Court says it's getting rid of peremptory strikes, the ability of lawyers to eliminate potential jurors without giving a reason. The rule change will take effect at the start of the new year in January and make Arizona the first state in the country to make this move. Typically, both the prosecution and defense have a set number of peremptory strikes they can use when picking the jury for a case. But data suggests they can lead to less diverse juries. Our co-host Mark Brody spoke more about this with Valina Beatty, a professor of law and deputy director of the Academy for Justice at the ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law. She likes the change and calls it an important step in addressing racial bias.
So prosecutors and defense attorneys can strike people from a jury without giving a reason. This is called a peremptory challenge. And data out of Maricopa County and the downtown Phoenix courthouse in particular has shown that prosecutors have been using these strikes, where they don't have to give a reason, against people of color to remove them from the jury. And this is particularly true for Native American and Black jurors. So we have the tangible data on that for Maricopa County. But it's not just Maricopa County. In general, the Administrative Office of Courts found in Arizona criminal cases that Black jurors were underrepresented by 16%, Native American jurors were underrepresented by 51%, and Hispanic jurors were underrepresented by 21% in juries in the veneer. So this is a local problem, it's a statewide problem, and eliminating these peremptory challenges is a huge step towards addressing racial bias.
Why were these put into place initially? Like, what's the rationale behind having them?
Well, attorneys like to have some sense of control over who is on the jury. So if there's someone on the jury who looks like they're not going to be paying attention, they're falling asleep, or someone who maybe isn't understanding the proceedings or has a particular themselves bias against the defendant or for the defendant even, these are all reasons that the attorneys, both the defense attorneys and prosecutors, would seek to control the jury in order to have an unbiased jury. So interestingly, the purpose of it is to have a more unbiased jury, a representative jury that's going to be open to the case and to both sides. And yet these peremptory strikes have been used to remove people of color from the jury, making it less representative.
So prosecutors, some prosecutors anyway, have been saying that this will be a challenge for them, might be a bit of a problem. And, you know, we've heard from, for example, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office saying that, you know, expecting a prospective juror to candidly admit they cannot be fair is not realistic. Most people don't consider themselves unfair or biased. What do you make of the arguments that, you know, it's kind of like the old line about obscenity, like I can't give you a definition, but I know it when I see it. I can't give you a bias, but I know it when I see it.
That's exactly what got us into the current situation where we need racial justice reform in our courts. And we've seen 24 Supreme Courts across the country that have said we need to address our jury and trial system to look at and root out racial bias. And we have to remember that prosecutors and defense attorneys will still be able to strike jurors for cause as long as they give a reason for it as to why the person should be struck. So this doesn't eliminate all control that prosecutors have over the veneer.
Well, so let's talk about how this might work going forward. I mean, how precise might the reason have to be for an attorney to strike a juror? Like, can it be something like they were wearing a shirt that had a slogan on it that indicates bias, even though they didn't say anything about it? Or like, does it how precise does it have to be, do you think?
Well, we see already that our Arizona Supreme Court is considering whether to expand voir dire, which is the questions that are asked of jurors. So providing more opportunities for prosecutors and defense attorneys to really ask questions, to get at whether a juror can be fair and impartial. So that's one area where we already see our Supreme Court looking at that to make sure we can suss out different biases or influences that jurors may have.
What do you make of the fact that Arizona has become the first state in the country to do this? As you referenced, there are others that are looking into it, but none have done it yet.
Yeah, well, this all stems from a 1986 Supreme Court case, Batson versus Kentucky, where the Supreme Court held people of color can be struck from juries unless there's proven intent to discriminate. And at the time, the dissenting Justice Thurgood Marshall proposed eliminating peremptory challenges. And 35 years later, Arizona is the first state to do that. That said, they are not alone. This is a trend among states and state courts and state legislatures to pass rules or legislation to make peremptory strikes less discriminatory. I've talked about the problem of underrepresentation of people of color in juries in Arizona, but it is a national problem. Arizona is not alone. So Washington and California have both passed rules, legislation to make peremptory strikes less discriminatory. Arizona is simply the first to take this tact of let's eliminate the strikes altogether. And it also appears that it was easier for the Arizona Supreme Court to make this decision, and there was more support by judges for this because during the pandemic, the courts lessened the number of peremptory strikes, the number of peremptory challenges that each side could have. We know that this rule proposal was from Court of Appeals Judges Swan and McMurdy. It was from judges themselves. And statewide, judges have become used to less peremptory challenges.
So going forward in Arizona, once this takes effect at the beginning of the new year, is it a fair assumption that there will be more people of color serving on juries here?
There should be. I mean, that is the hope. If the data is showing that the peremptory challenges are removing people of color from juries, then eliminating the peremptory challenges should result in more people of color on juries.
All right, that is Valina Beattie, a professor at the ASU Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law and deputy director of the Academy for Justice there. Valina, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.